Okay, we're doing brachas up to chavav amad aleph. We had said in the Mishnah, kama yachik menu min atzoah daled amot, that a person should distance himself 4 footsteps from the filthy, stinky water and from feces. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna, lo shanu ela lacharav, aval lefanav machik melo enav. That's assuming they're behind him. But if they're in front of him, so he has to distance himself to the point where he doesn't see it. V'chen latfila, and it's not only for kriyashma, the same holds true for davening. Eini, or eini, v'amar afram v'papa marvchista, omed adam k'negit v'et ha'kiseh u'mitpalel. Says you could stand opposite a restroom and daven. Ha'cha b'mayaskinan, v'bet ha'kiseh she'en bo'tzoah. Yeah, that's talking about a bathroom that just was cleaned. Eini ve'amar Rav Yosef bar Chanina bet kiseh shamu af al pi she'en bo tzoah uvet amachat shamu af al pi she'en bo adam. It has the din of a restroom, even if it's cleaned out at this moment. Same thing with the bathhouse. So that's not a good answer. You didn't gain anything. Ela achav ma'askinan bechadeti. Okay, so we have to say that we're talking about a brand new bathroom. They just built a new house. The workers just installed whatever it's called, and now you have a bathroom there that's never been used. So that's what we're talking about when we say that you could stand opposite a bathroom and daven. How come that's a legitimate answer? Ravina asked, when you dedicate something, you designate a bathroom, yeah? You built a bathroom. Now, the fact that it's going to be a bathroom, does that already give it the halachic status of a bathroom that you can't say holy things there? Yesh zimun, we know that when you designate something for holy things, yesh zimun, so that dedication takes effect. What about for a bathroom? So what are you telling me here? It seems like you're saying that no, you could daven opposite it. No, what Ravina was asking is, when you're inside the bathroom, you want to daven in there, never been used, brand new bathroom, you want to go in there for privacy. You have a brand new bathroom, you'll go in there, you'll lock the door, you'll say your Kriya Shema. Is that okay? That was Ravina's question, which he had unanswered. But to stand opposite the bathroom when it's never been used, there Ravina also agrees that you could do that and that's not a problem. These Persian bathrooms that the Persians would dig a hole and then it would go on a slant like the letter J, and so then they'd have a cistern underneath, so the feces would right away go down there, they'd go far away right away. Even though there's really feces there, So that place is not called the Beis HaKiseh. It's as though it's all covered up because there's nothing there. So the big question that everyone asks is, what about our bathrooms? Our bathrooms aren't like this identically because over here the feces never stayed over there. They right away were whisked away. And in our bathrooms, initially they're there. And only later they're whisked away. So is the fact that they're whisked away enough to make it like this, and then our bathrooms are okay? Or do we say no? Being that there's a time that it's still there, so it's a basic kisei. The fact that later it's whisked away, okay, that's like you cleaned up the bathroom. But that doesn't make it a beta kisei de parsai, that's kosher. So the Chazanish asks this question, and Rav Moshe Feinstein asks this question. So it's a question, we don't know how to treat our bathrooms. Okay. Now, the Rav Chisda said you could stand opposite a Beit HaKiseh and daven. So the Beis Yosef has a big chiddush here. The Beis Yosef says all the Beis HaKiseh in the Shas had no walls, so the feces was visible, and that's why the Beis Yosef wants to say that any time there are walls around Beis HaKiseh, it's mutter. That's not a Beis HaKiseh. So this is a big chiddush. Everyone wants to argue with him. So the Bach says, okay, if you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, that's very important to us. You know, If you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim, so then we could you could daven right next to Beis HaKisei. That's why we could daven back there. No, so over there they put two mechitzas. You notice there's the stall and then there's the wall. But yeah. Okay, fine. So that's the Beis Yosef. The Taz and the Magen Avraham disagree, and they say so long as you could see the walls of the bathroom, you can't daven there. Now, that's specifically about walls that are designated for a Beis HaKisei. Okay.
What about?